All right. Good evening. It's Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Robbins.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There are no ceremonial matters tonight, so we will go right to roll call, please.
Assembly Members Robbins?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
Ryan Powell?
Here.
Darrenville?
Here.
David Powell?
Here.
DeBoer?
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Here. Persons to be heard. All right. Bonnie Demersion, would you like to speak now or to the item you're interested in?
Bonnie, you need to unmute yourself. You're muted. There you go.
All right. Okay, sorry. Yep, I'd like to speak now.
Oh, all right, thank you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Bonnie Demersion, and I'm reading for the record a letter by me that was sent to you a few days ago. I'm writing to express my concern that the position of library director is being downgraded along with a probable salary cut. Diminishing the position will make it difficult to attract the professional expertise that a public library demands. Strong communities such as Wrangell want and need the services that a public library provides. The Pew Research Center has surveyed American attitudes towards libraries and found that the vast majority of Americans aged 16 and older say that public libraries play an important role in their communities. They overwhelmingly agree that the free materials and resources available at public libraries play an important role in giving everyone a chance to succeed. That public library is important because they promote literacy and love of reading. That having a public library improves the quality of life in a community. Were such a survey to be taken in Wrangell today, I believe you would find similar enthusiastic support. Appointing a placeholder director in order to qualify for grants while reducing the director position to manager would result in appointing someone unschooled, unfamiliar, and less committed to the health of the library, with a subsequent lowering of the quality Wrangell has come to love and expect. The city has had no difficulty in funding several new city positions this past year. I asked council to think hard about devaluing one of Wrangell's most welcoming, enduring, and cherished institutions. Please consider your full report support for the Irene Engel Public Library. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Maya DeLong.
Yeah, I can get this. Oh,
okay.
Gotta go from my dog. So,
My name is Maya DeLong. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. There's been a one-sided narrative describing the chamber situation, and I call bullshit. This is not a perfect storm. This is a multitude of terrible decisions. One of these terrible decisions was made by me because I was on the hiring board for this position. Myself, Stephanie Cook, Heather Johnson sat in this room and made a decision to hire an executive. We had a stacked chamber board at that time, including Caitlin Cardinale, Keely Curley, Darian Burley, Rebecca Guile, Lucy Robinson, Heather Johnson, April Hutchinson, and Letha Murkoff had just stepped down, so there was one seat open. Kimberly Cooper was the assistant at the time. There's never been a full-time assistant before. She always just stepped in. There was plenty of support available. Stephanie even became the board president after she stepped down from the executive position. Not only mismanagement of funds, there's mismanagement of the focus, mission statement, time, and energy. There was just a lot of mismanagement. There were changes to bylaws, enforcements of Robert's rules, which was unnecessary. We were meeting at the stick informally, and the board was doing great. It got diminished from a 9-to-7-person board very quickly. Then they were buying up binders, pens, and other useless items. I respectfully resigned after a couple months. I had seen enough. Enough so that I wrote a letter to the editor when my business was closed because I never got the kudos from the chamber after 6 years in business here. It was a slap in the face. You know, and all we talk about is the 4th of July. Let's talk about community collaboration. There were no sippin' shops. All that were promoted was like Girl Scouts and flashlight tag. Anybody at the Economic Forum should have had a big red flag for that. The pull tabs aren't up because there's fractured relationships there. The recent raffle scandal, there's trust and good faith that's been lost. Community members, but not only that, other communities like Cordova, Petersburg, and Ketchikan are like, what is going on there in Wrangell? I don't think the city should use our tax dollars to reward bad behavior. So I think we should retain them and figure out a way the city can run the 4th of July. Thank you for your time. I respect all of your positions up there. I've been in that position before, and I know this is all very tough. We have a stacked agenda tonight. So, and I know you put on class acts like the Bear Fest and Bird Fest. So I thank you all. I'm going to step out.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. That concludes our persons to be heard. Assembly amendments to the agenda. I have a request that we move item K up to the first item under new business. And assembly, for your reference, item K is on page 405. So I'll remind you. All right. Any other amendments to the agenda? All right. Conflicts of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict? Assembly member Robbins.
Item 11A under the public hearing, the request for funding for the 4th of July.
All right. And I do rule you do have a conflict. Thank you for declaring that. Any other conflicts?
Madam Mayor.
Yes. Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I have a potential conflict with the Board of Economic Development, as I am the chair of the Economic Development Committee.
And we also have a member on the Economic Development Committee. I don't see a conflict for the Economic Development, the second reading. I don't see a conflict unless the Assembly overrules me. So I rule that Dalrymple and Assemblymember Morrison do not have a conflict. It's just setting up the board. Any other conflicts? All right, hearing none. Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Powell, second by Morrison. And before we vote, assembly members, may I, for the public, give some information on item 6E? Anyone object? Very quickly. This is the total taxable assessed value for Wrangell for 2023, and I thought the public would like to hear this. The total taxable assessed value, and this is for real property only, is $224,764,500. That represents an increase of $74,454,500 over the previous year, which in terms of a percentage, it's a 49.53% increase. So I wanted to share that with the public. All right. Any other comments about before we vote? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Levin?
Yes.
Mayor Hubbard? Yes. Borough Manager's Report.
Madam Mayor, a couple things to pass on. I'm also going to go through the capital projects. I'll do a recap of that pretty quick because that's on the list as well. But I want to, just because of the agenda today, I'll try to go through that fairly quick. We have a copier in Nolan Center that we had put on surplus. There's been a request from the school that we donate that to them, and I plan to do that if there aren't any objections. I think that's a good use, giving it to the school and letting them use it. So, we're continuing to work through the budget, and we'll have it ready for the June 6th budget review session. And for the budget review, we're working on our mission and vision for Wrangell, and we greatly appreciate the input I've sent it out, so I appreciate some of the feedback I've gotten so far, so just mind taking a look at that. I would like to thank Lucy, Kate, Tom, and Amber for organizing the city cleanup day, and along with the 18 volunteers, the streets crew, capital facilities crew, and parks and recreation crew, did a great job cleaning up the garden beds and also the sidewalks downtown. So just a great job by the community in general, getting out there and getting that work done. We've been finalizing working on the DOT lease for Muskeg's Meadow properties, and we should be finalized and ready hopefully by the end of next month to get that done on the agenda. And we continue to work on and try to improve our website so it's up to date and relevant, and we'll continue to do that and build on each of those websites. So for the community, please utilize that resource. I think it's getting better all the time, and we'll continue to try to develop each of the department's websites as well so that it's more functional for the community and provides more transparency on what we're doing. In the streets, there were several water and sewer main leaks that are investigated on Shakes, Tekeen Avenue, and Zamovia Highway. And then alder removal and street cleaning were tackled during the cleanup, especially over here by where the cargo is. And I think they did a great job cleaning that up. I was just watching with the new cruise ships that we're in, and they were all utilizing that area that we had cleaned out and using that as a sidewalk over there, and they weren't able to do that before. So I think it definitely cleaned up that site over there. A lot of hard work. Bathroom insulation downtown, I've seen quite a bit of progress on that. Don't think the only thing left we have there, it's functional, it's in use. We still have to put the fence up behind it. And then the benches and everything out front. But we continue to make progress on that moving forward. And in the report, got a bunch of pictures on that. So if someone wants to go online, I'll get this posted afterwards and make sure people have a chance to look at it. Let's see what else we got. The Petroglyph Beach sewer station was fully upgraded. It only had a single pump station there with a small wet well, and just a lot of call-outs for that, given that three houses are on it along with the porta potties that were out there. So a complete redo, including a duplex station out there to handle the collection from all those different areas. So great work by the streets crew to get that done and get it installed. And then we have had some call outs for water mains. We've been flushing all of our water mains, and we've had people call and say you have leaks, but they're not leaks. We're intentionally doing it. And part of the reason is flushing the pipes at the end of the line, it helps keep our residual chlorine up. When the use isn't as high and we don't flush them, the residual, we have to add more chlorine to it, which then creates bigger problems that we have down line, especially given the sediment we have in our current system with our water treatment plant that we have now. So we have been trying to flush lines, which has given us a little bit better results, reducing some of the sediment we have in the line. So we'll continue to do that. We'll try to set it on timers so that it is a set release, and we'll do it whenever we make sure we have plenty of water in the reservoir as well.
And are we notifying the public that we're doing that?
We'll put it on our website, but okay. When the questions are coming in, we're definitely letting people know that. But we'll put it on our website as well so that the public knows. Continue to work on the 95% design for the water treatment plant with Dow, and getting pretty close on that, just some final things we have to wrap up. We're working on our garbage disposal contract. Republic has proposed a 25% increase to our rates. So we are taking a look at that. Some possibilities that we are kind of looking at is I think ours is due this year, and then a couple of the surrounding communities are due, I think, the following year. We do have some of the best rates in the area. But one possibility we could do is try to collaborate with some of the other communities in Southeast to try to go together on one bigger contract, which may save us some rates as well. So we'll be looking at that. So we could extend a year, which will line us up with some of the other surrounding communities and possibly do it that way. And the pool facility cleanup continues along with the work at the pool. They're pretty much wrapping up now as far as the concrete work that had to be done. Hopefully the next week or so we'll be doing the tile work on that project. And that the actual tile work itself we're going to do with in-house staff, so we'll be working on that. And for the library, summer reading program is gearing up, and they received over 100 prizes from businesses and community members, and they received a check from the Ski and Sportsman Association for $1,000 for prizes. So looking forward to the reading event at the library. And that's it for my report. But on the capital projects front, I'll just kind of briefly go over some of the projects we have. Sunset Garden Cemetery expansion in Columbarium. Waiting on the R&M's final grading plan and construction details with a cost estimate for identifying construction budget. For the public safety building and high school UST replacement, still working with respect on the decommissioning work and developing a scope of work for the tank operator. Aldertop Villages will be meeting with R&M tomorrow to kind of go over some of the final designs. We did get a 95% design for that on the clearing details, so we'll be doing the review and going through it. The Nolan Center standby generator upgrades, 95% is complete and is being sent to the fire marshal for review. So hopefully we'll be able to go to construction bidding on that soon. Mount Dewey Trail Extension flap grant program or project, 95% design review comments were returned to the engineers, and the Army Corps permit has been modified, and the ADOT has provided the driveway permit and encroachment permit. So working on the finalized design so that we can get to construction bidding soon on that project. City Park Pavilion fireplace replacement. Looking at a couple of things for that pavilion. Depending on, right now, one of the options is to demo what's there, but it'll be a project actually to the demo. And there'll be some temporary bracing that's needed. So we're not sure, and the engineer's not positive. Although we've received some comment that is a freestanding structure, the engineer's not positive. So we're going back to the engineer, trying to verify if we need that temporary structure. If we do, we're going to see what those costs are. And if it starts to get to a high enough number, we're just going to look at what the cost is to just demo it all and build all in. So we'll do a cost comparison and see what the best alternative would be. But if we're going to spend more on demolition and putting in a new, just a new fireplace, I'd rather just get a new structure out there if it's going to be about the same price. The rec center HVAC and DDC upgrades, that construction has begun. And we did get an extension on our grant for that project, so that relieves some of the urgency, but they're definitely moving right along with that. High school and middle school fire alarm system replacement, that contract will be mobilizing as soon as school's out on that project. High school UST replacement, still working with respect on whether they want to take on the decommissioning work and where they are with developing the scope of work for the operator tank, and that's for the UST replacement, so the same thing that we have with the public safety building. School facility condition survey, we met with the grant writer last week, and then working with the borough school and staff to discuss the grant application development. And then last week, the electrical, mechanical, and structural engineers performed their respective surveys, and the architectural team is in Wrangell this week for the portion of their survey.
For the school?
For the school. School facilities condition survey. For the AMI metering system replacement, that award went out. So we're working with the contractor who got the award and working on a timeline for that. I can't remember the name of the company. Anyway, that project's been awarded. It was under budget, which is really nice. I think it was $200,000 or $300,000 under budget. So a little bit of room there to provide some add-ons.
$441,000, something like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Generator building rehabilitation, PND has submitted their fee proposal, which is on here for the design, and we've done the review, and it's on this assembly. Water treatment plant improvements, 95% design complete and under review by owner and funders, and we'll get the comments requested by next week. Upper dam stability and repair analysis, alternate analysis. Engineer is waiting on us to comment on the cost estimate, which we're doing now before finalizing the report. Myers Chuck Harbor replacement design. On-site survey and condition assessments were performed in late April. Focus is now on developing the conceptual alternatives, and we'll review and select preferred alternative around mid-June. Port and harbor security system, that the bids were open today for that project, so that'll be on the next assembly meeting to approve it and move forward with the port and harbor security system. Lift station 19 standby generator. Contractors are pretty much done with their work, and they'll be on site for commissioning. And wastewater treatment plant disinfection, still working on that. There's forms 2G and 2M that had be, that were completed by HDR and submitted to Public Works, to EPA and DEC to be under review. So for what those options are going to be, for what exactly we have to do for the wastewater treatment plant. And that was kind of a rundown of all the projects we're working on.
Any questions, Assembly Member Powell?
Jeff, I would like to not see design percentages anymore.
Okay.
What I would like to see is timelines.
Okay.
95% doesn't mean anything to me. When it could be 10 years and we're at 95%.
Okay.
I mean, we hear it all the time, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
So I'd really like to know timelines. Are we a week away? Are we 2 weeks away? I'd really appreciate that.
Okay.
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, just a comment to Jeff. I really appreciate all the work that went into the cleanup and the coordination of volunteers. It's an amazing difference. And I didn't even know. I thought I was on the wrong street when I went down that street here with all the old fencing and the trees sticking through it. Amazing. We're making improvements and just in time for a pretty good first season, it looks like. So I'm real happy to see where we're at.
Assembly Member Morrison.
What I'm really pleased with is that we've got a lot of projects that are ready to go. I mean, it seems like we've been working towards some of these for a long, long time, and they're finally coming to fruition. When will the pool siding start?
So it's been awarded,
right,
and I don't have the timeline yet on when we're actually going to do the start date. I'll have to check and see what the materials process is and how long it's going to take to get everything in.
Okay.
But I'll follow up with that.
And I have two questions. Even though all the projects you mentioned, there's two more that I'm interested in. The high school elevator. I don't want, if at all possible, I'd like to have that completed this summer during...
Well, I would give you a design completion, but...
Yeah, don't.
I'll try to give you a timeline on that, so
good.
I'll work on getting that.
And then the three sets of stairs that have been identified, are they safe for the public to trespass on? And
so we'll be working on that this summer. We're going to move forward with that project, so we will be working on it this summer.
Okay. And the comments I hear from the public, they are grateful that you're working on the roads systematically, and they do understand that it's not a complete fix, and but you're making vast improvements. Assembly Member Powell.
The only other thing I had was on the city park, heard from the people actually built that thing, and they're saying that was not structural. That was there first, and then they built that.
Sweet.
So, I mean, unless something changed from the time they built it, it's not structural.
So I gave their names to the engineer to reach out to them so that we can verify. So hopefully we can just do that and then take out the actual fireplace without having to do all supports. Because I looked at the design for the supports, and it's pretty herky as far as what we would have to do for the engineer if it needs extra support, and I don't want to do all that extra work.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Moving right along. Borough Clerk's report, please.
I don't have a lot. I returned on Saturday from my international institution of
learned a lot of really good sessions. There were two that impacted me a lot. One of them was having a positive attitude and empowering those who might otherwise you may steer away from. That was very powerful, and I learned some resources to do that. Also, election security. I have like a little bit of a write-up, but we don't really have issues here, but we could. And so it was really good to get some tips and tricks and just hear about what other things are happening in other municipalities and what they do to deal with that, and how to take it seriously and not just blow it off. That was really important. Also, they have a new program coming up. As you know, I obtained my CMC certified municipal clerk certification, and then my master municipal clerk certification, and then you just kind of you stay there. They're coming up with the clerk in Valdez. I'm sure there's actually has worked very hard for the last 5 years to work on it's called Education Plus Beyond the MNC. So it's nothing like it was, that you do have to get, it's a point-based system, but it's by actually doing stuff. So it's not as easy as the CMC. It's more difficult like the MNC, and it's a lot of stuff. But I'm really excited, so because it really gives you something to push forward with. So, and then also, I have, for public surplus, I believe the pool has added a lot of stuff to the public surplus site. I'm going to check with Lucy Robinson, the director of Parks and Rec, tomorrow to make sure I'm okay to release those. And if she says yes, I will. And then I also have 4 iPads that used to belong to the assembly that I still have, and they're in excellent condition, so I'm going to list those on there too, since we no longer need those. And then also for the code review committee, we did meet about a month ago and went over the permitting ordinance, and I'm still waiting for just one more person's feedback who's really busy. And then once I get that, I'll send it off to the attorney, and then I'll come to the assembly. So I'm really excited about that. And then also, I don't know if anybody noticed, but in the hallway, I actually found a way to create QR codes for our agenda and our packet. And so, like for the public, when they come in, if they don't want to pick up the agenda or they don't have the packet, they can just click on the QR code and look at the packet that way or record the agenda that way. So I'm super excited about that. And then I also wanted to make sure that for the upcoming dates on the calendar, we have June 6th is going to be the budget work session. And of course, reminders will be sent out. This is all published online as well. So that's June 6th for the budget work session at 5:30. On June 13th, which is our next assembly meeting, we'll have the mill levy adoption and also the public hearing for the budget. The adoption for the budget is scheduled for the following meeting, which is June 27th. And that'll give time in case there's any changes that need to happen for our finance director and manager to make those changes to the budget before adoption. And I believe our finance director said he's getting the budget out as soon as possible to the assembly, but I don't have a date for that. So, other than that, I don't have any English or any questions.
For the public, how do they access the surplus auction site?
So that was what I was going to say too. I am going to send out a mail blast from our website saying that there are items listed. So if you're listening and you haven't signed up for notifications, if you go to our website, you can sign up for notifications. If you can't find that, because of course our website changed a little bit, just call me at City Hall or email me at clerk@rainbow.com, and I can help. I can just sign them up, and then if I just have an email address, and then I'm going to send out the link through that email blast. And then so you just click on the link, and then they would have to sign up for the public surplus to be able to bid. And then a lot of people are familiar with it. We've been using it for a couple of years, and the school uses it. So they've used it for a lot longer than we have. And so hopefully most everybody has signed up for the public surplus. So.
and it's located on our website under resources.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
And they can sign up for NICSL too.
Yes,
notification.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other good report? Any other questions? All right, on to mayor and assembly business. Any assembly members have anything to report? All right, moving right along to our 500-page agenda. Mayor and assembly appointments, there are none. So we're going to go right into public hearing. Item 11A, approval to provide additional funding not to exceed $25,000 to the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce for the 2023 4th of July activities. This is an item postponed from the May 1st, 2023 special assembly meeting. I will now open the public hearing and have an administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, it was a request from the chamber, as noted, for the $25,000 additional for support of July 4th festivities. I would say if we did that, then for us it would be very targeted. If it was approved, for very targeted items to support, not just a blank check. So.
Okay. Public testimony. Is there anyone who would like to comment from the public?
And Chamber President Bill Burr is online.
Okay. Mr. Burr, would you like to comment and specifically tell us what the $25,000 would be used for, perhaps?
If you can hear me, I'm actually on the road at the moment. I don't have a list that I can look at. I would turn it over to the assembly members that are there. But primarily, we are looking for 4th of July funding for fireworks, for utilities, for insurance. And we've been working very hard on getting sponsors for everything that we can, but we still need to make sure that we can fund the royalty rates, that we can get fireworks and provide services and make sure that the 4th of July comes off the same as it has been. Because I'm going to lose range here shortly, I would turn my time over to other assembly members, other chamber members.
All right, thank you. Anyone else like to testify on this item?
Okay. I can speak a little.
Yeah.
This is Brittany Robbins. So we've raised over $8,000 in sponsorship for the events. The events will happen as planned. There's going to be a change in the prize, the way the prizes are given out. I have gone to minimal hours as I train the executive assistant to take over the position. I've canceled dozens of subscriptions for software that were completely unneeded and a waste of money. We've been reaching out to larger companies about memberships, the cruise lines especially that come through here, and sponsorships of different events. We've been building some strong relationships with local businesses like Alaska Seaplanes, who actually helped sponsor the recent annual dinner that we had. They will also be sponsoring a prize for a raffle that's going to be taking place during the royalty race. The chamber board and staff have been building a relationship with the economic development board that will include quarterly meetings together. The chamber staff rebuilt rapport with the bars to increase pull tab sales. We're in the process of requesting a change in our C corporation status. We're actually not currently at a high risk of dissolving anymore, which is exciting. One thing I wanted to point out is that every event that the chamber provides to the community, aside from the annual dinner, provides tax money to the city and borough of Wrangell, and the 4th being the most fruitful in terms of that. The financial issues began in 2017 after the previous director took a different job, and since then the chamber was spending from savings, causing that issue. I'd like to point out that when I started late January 2021, that the treasurer was on their third year and did not know that they were the treasurer. I spent over car. I don't even know how long. There were over 10 months that had not been reconciled with the banks and QuickBooks that I had to take to, that I had to manage before I could do anything else. The FY 2022 was solely based off the budget information provided to the chamber by the previous director and chamber staff, or chamber board. And then we have voluntary issues.
Thank you. All right. Any other testimony? I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I make the motion to move to approve up to $25,000 in additional funding for approved expenditures to the Chamber of Commerce to support the 2023 4th of July activities with the following conditions. Request should not include any wages or prize payouts of any kind. All requests for funding must be approved by the borough manager before reimbursement. And examples of expenses are 4th of July fireworks, pavilion utilities, and 4th of July insurance premiums.
Second. We have a motion by Dalrymple, second by Morrison. Discussion.
So,
Assembly Member Powell.
I still have a problem with this. In fact, we, in our public hearings, we had only one committee member come in and say no to it with her taxpayers' money. That's the only problem I have, is that our rates have gone up, our assessments have gone up, and I'm not going to say how many people have talked to me about yes and no on this because they're not here, so I think that's totally irrelevant. I don't like that part of it. We only had one person show up. Not totally against this, I just am very concerned with it.
Fair enough. Any other? Assembly Member Morrison.
I'm like Dave, I'm concerned with it, but I feel better having a reimbursement rather than just a blanket check. Having it come through for the approval of the city manager before that's paid back.
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, in discussions, mainly in the Economic Development Board on this issue, I think it was brought up the importance of the fourth and the role it has in Wrangell and its identity, and the fact that it's a major draw and an economic driver. And I think that the chamber struggled in the last few years, and this was a reach out to try to help make sure that at least that tradition is maintained for this year.
Any other comments? I'm also struggling with this. I've had many community members talk to me. Most of them did not want us to approve this. But the way I'm thinking about this is I'm thinking about this being forward funding. And to take, and I'll just say it, but to take the Wrangell Chamber off of our budget for FY24. And see if they can restructure and gain footing. That's about the only way I can reconcile it in my mind in terms of spending additional taxpayer money. I would like to devote the money that we would have spent, and I know I'm digressing a little bit, on the budget for the chamber to our tourism and economic development director and see if they can partnership with the chamber and maybe do some in-kind. That's the only way I feel better about doing this. Does that seem reasonable, Assembly? So, Assembly Member Morrison?
So what you're thinking is in the next budget round, where I think there's 27,000?
Yes, where we have in the past.
Right, right. But probably leave that 3,000 available, or give that to.
I would like to devote that pocket of money to our tourism and see if we can promote partnerships. That way, I don't feel that I'm frivolously spending taxpayer money. Some taxpayers don't want their money to blow up in fireworks. is the comment I've heard. Any other comments? Are we ready to vote? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Downerville?
Yes.
David Powell?
No.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gellert?
Yes. Item B, resolution number 05-23-1777 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 general fund budget by appropriating an additional $25,000 contribution to the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. And again, this was postponed from the May 1st, 2023 special assembly meeting. Entertain a motion. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll open the public hearing and have an administrative. I'm on a roll. Have an administrative report.
This just will reconcile our budget to account for the $25,000.
Okay, and this had not been previously budgeted. All right, I'll open up to public testimony. All right, seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 05-23-1777.
Second.
Okay, motion by Dalrymple, second by Morrison. Discussion. This just appropriates the money we just voted on because it was not previously budgeted. All right, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
No.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Gellert?
Yes. Item 11C, this is on page 303, Assembly. Ordinance number 1041 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the participation in the Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool, Incorporated, for use by cities and boroughs.
Move to approve
I have to open the public hearing.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this over with.
I know.
Quick.
I'll open the public hearing, have an administrative report.
So this just makes it so we have it in our ordinance that we can actually use AML. We have been using it, but we went back and reviewed. It was never actually in our code to be able to do that. So this makes it in there so we can do it.
It's good to have things in our code. And we are generating money from this.
Correct.
Investments.
Correct.
All right. Any public testimony? This is a good thing. All right. I'm going to close the public hearing. Now I entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1041.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Any discussion? This is basically a housekeeping item. All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gellert?
Yes. Item 11D, ordinance number 1042 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 3.55 titled Economic Development Board to the Wrangell Municipal Code. I will now open the public hearing. Administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, this formalizes the Economic Development Committee into the Economic Development Board. It's a valuable board. It's been a valuable committee in providing us some input and direction from an economic development standpoint. So I definitely recommended that we move forward with this.
And I'm all for this. Is there any public testimony on the Economic Development Board, our new board? All right, hearing none, close the public hearing. Entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1042.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Howe. Any comment or discussion? This was previously an ad hoc committee. Now it's codified as a board. All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members support.
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gellert?
Yes. All right. No unfinished business. Now we begin new business. And assembly members, go to page 405. Item K will be the first item. Item K is approval of lease to Trident Seafoods, a portion of the Old Mill Dock in parcel 02-023-700, more specifically, 100 feet northwest from the southernmost portion of Old Mill Dock, including the approach nearest the Trident Seafood plant.
Move to approve lease to Trident Seafoods, a portion of the Old Mill Dock in parcel 02-023-700, more specifically 100 feet northwest from the southernmost portion of Old Mill Dock, including the approach nearest the Trident Seafood plant.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. Administrative report.
Madam Mayor, with Trident Seafood opening up this summer, need a little bit more room for space over there to definitely be a great use. Right now it's kind of just mainly used for storage. There is some work that's needed on that dock, and kind of in exchange for some of the lease, that's the repairs that will be made by Trident on that dock. So I think it's definitely a win-win for the city and for Trident, so definitely highly recommend.
And I don't have the information in front of me, but it's for approximately 3 months at $50 a month, and they will repair if needed.
Correct.
I think that's a good deal. Okay. Any questions, comments? Assembly Member Powell.
Can I have Steve come up to the podium? So by doing this, you're not going to have a conflict with fishing and other people using the dock or anything like that? I mean, is that dock not used very much anyways?
There's two accesses, so anybody needing to use the hoist can use the northern entrance, and Trident will have access through the south entrance on the dock. So.
Okay. Wanted to know, make sure that the hoist was being utilized. But are they going to utilize the hoist too? Or?
No, they're stopping just short of that.
Okay, thank you.
And Port Commission approved this?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Powell?
Yes.
Davenport?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. All right, now back to page 335, Assembly, item 13A. Resolution number 05-23-1779 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 budget in the Port and Harbor Fund by transferring funds from Harbor Reserve account to the Heritage Harbor Anode Installation Project account in the amount of $27,770 and authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 05-23-1779.
1779. Yes.
Second.
All right, so motion by Robbins, second by Howe. Administrative report.
Definitely want to try to devote the money to get moving forward with the anode project and getting that design effort done. So I want to transfer that money over to get started in that effort. Fast we move on, the sooner we're going to be able to protect those solvers.
Okay, and this is for design only, for PND, and they are they're listed many places in our tonight's agenda. Did we get a price break on all of these? Well, no, I'm serious. Yeah. On all of these.
Actually, so PND does a lot of work for us, and we do. We do get a good price from them, and I would say right now, given the shortage of engineering and for what we've seen across most of our engineering firms, they are one of the most responsive engineering firms and timely engineering firms we have right now as far as meeting timelines. We've had some that were really struggling to get moving forward on projects, and PNB has always given us a pretty fair price, and as far as timeliness, they've been great partner to work with.
Okay. Okay. And they have prior knowledge of some of this, too.
They do.
Assembly member DeBoard.
Just one question. I was asking once, but for all these, do we have an ETA on how long this will take?
I don't. On the design work, I don't. Did they?
I think it's in their proposal, but
I don't have that in front of me. Right,
well, just if we can get that.
We'll give that to you.
Percentages, it's fine.
0% right now.
As long as not percentage of that engineer.
And for the public, they have pictures of the piling and the damage. And we did request our borough manager get on repairs, so this is very timely. Yeah. Assembly Member Morrison.
So we've got actually two projects going on with zincs being replaced, correct?
We have another one as well, correct?
Yeah.
Some rain. Three. The rain service center.
And the T-dot.
Mm-hmm. So do all three of these have to have separate engineering for the same problem?
It's just a cost on they're different areas. It'll be the same engineer. They'll probably be doing the design work at the same time. Most of the same design effort. It's just a different breakdown in the cost for the different areas.
Okay. But it still can't all be wrapped into one engineering percentage.
We did that to show, because each one is its own entity. So the concrete T-dock is part of the port. The runways for the Marine Service Center travel lifts is under the Marine Service Center, and of course Harbors would be Heritage.
Okay, thank you. That explains my question. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks. Any other question? This is for Heritage Harbor. Thanks. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly Members Morrison.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
John Michael.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Ford.
Yeah.
Robbins.
Yes.
America.
Yes. Page 342, item B, resolution number 05-23-1780 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 budget in the Port and Harbor Fund by transferring funds from Harbor Reserve accounts to the Marine Service Center Pier Anode Installation Project account in the amount of $22,490. And authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 05-23-1780.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Report, please.
Again, from Madam Mayor, from the same inspection. P&D, this is their cost estimate to actually get the design work done for that. And some member of the board found it in there where it said 6 weeks from notice to proceed to get the work done.
Thank you. 6 weeks.
I can't think of the size of it.
We'll mark our calendar. Yeah. Make a note of that, clerk.
We haven't started yet. It's notice to proceed. To do it on that.
Okay. All right. Any questions? I think we're going to corner the market on zincs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, Ryan Powell.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
America.
Yes. Page 348, item C, resolution number 05-23-1782 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment to the library director position and modifying the non-union wage and grade table.